Hello, Theologister sisters and misters.
Welcome to the coven.
All right. So since, you know, third week of every month, we're going to do some Reddit. I found two stories today that I want to talk about.
Okay, let's do this.
From r/paranormal. This is from user MapleMint1. And they write, "A goddess's blessing? When I was 15 years old, I had a dream I will never forget. Normally, I don't remember dreams. It's just an empty void from eyes closed to eyes awake. But this time was different, and it has haunted me ever since. I found myself in an old dark forest. It felt like morning, but the darkness of the canopy felt like twilight. I guess I was somewhere in between. In the distance, I could see this old shack or cabin, looked old and leaned to one side. Even though it was very far away, I could see my twin brother in the doorway. He was looking out across the woods. I knew I needed to hurry. We had to make it to the cabin, but I wasn't sure why. I heard the sound of a twig snapping behind me. I looked and I saw this huge cougar. It lunged at me, leaping up and tearing at me with fangs and claws. I tried to wrestle it off, but with every move it tore more of my flesh. Then I felt something at my hip. I found I was wearing my father's knife. It was given to him when he was around 15. It was an old World War II Navy knife. My twin and I always loved it because we were always obsessed with swords and knives. I reached for it, and with the last ounce of strength, I plunged the knife up into the skull of the cougar. It let out a loud howl, then slid off the blade. It kept crying out until I noticed it was laughing. I watched as the cougar began to change. It changed into an old woman. I was a bloody stump of a mess, and this old woman was laughing. She sat against a big boulder and smiled at me, saying, 'Well, that was great. I haven't had that much fun in ages.' She then pulled out a needle and bright silver thread and began stitching me up, putting me together again. My wounds healed like nothing had happened. When she was done, she smiled and began walking back deeper into the forest. Then she turned and said, 'You know, people should only sleep when they can't remember why they're awake.' Snapped her fingers, and I awoke in my bed. I thought it was just a strange dream, but later that day, my father took me outside and after some talk, gave me his knife, said I needed it, that it belonged to me. This royally destroyed my twin, as he was older and deemed it his right. But there I was, a dream fresh in mind, with blade in hand. This is all weird, but I suffer from really bad depression. I'm 32 now, and over the years, I count 4 times where I was ready to end it. Funny thing is, people who know me have no clue. I'm very good at hiding my feelings, but each time I reach that point, an old woman will stop what they're doing and suddenly offer me encouraging words or even a hug on the street and tell me it's okay, that it's not my time. It's never the same woman, and when she's done comforting me, she'll go back to whatever she was doing like it never happened. Several friends have witnessed this, and only then do I tell them the dream. I've never forgotten it, and I'm not sure she'll ever let me." And that's the story. So when I saw this, all I could think about was your dream with the Morrigan. Obviously, the context of the dreams were different. You weren't attacked. But the vibe is extremely similar to me. Do you get that feeling?
Yes. And gods and goddesses portray themselves in dreams a lot, but they portray themselves differently from each other. Obviously, to be differentiated between each other. So this is 110% not the Morrigan.
No, yeah, definitely.
It does feel like a goddess to me. So what's the comment section saying? Who are they saying it might be? Are they saying it might be anyone?
Let's see. One person said, "I'd be super interested to know why you feel like it was a goddess and not a benevolent spirit or a guardian angel, for example, which are entities people are usually more casually knowledgeable about. I'm glad you shared, though. Really enjoyed your story." Then OP responded, "That's just it. I don't know what it was. I've known a few people who studied folklore extensively. They've suggested to me some kind of cat goddess, but none felt versed enough on the goddesses to suggest any certain one. It's all been unclear to me." And then someone said, oh, here we go. "I'd suggest you look up Awilix, A-W-I-L-I-X, since she's a goddess that turns into a jaguar at night. She's tied to the night, the moon, and dreams and mysteries. She loves to hunt, but can also grant protection."
Yeah, I'm getting...
I'm gonna look up a Willix. Ah, she looks cool as fuck.
And then I'm over here getting, like, Balbo and K. Calliope and Athena.
So it makes you say those ones specifically.
Because that's what Google immediately gave me.
Valid. When I looked up Awilix, it says, Awilix was the goddess of the moon, the queen of the night. She was associated with the underworld, sickness, and death, and was a patron of the Mesoamerican ball game.
It seems like such an odd, like, dream that it would probably be an older god, such as a Mayan goddess.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, like, the situations with the old ladies always being different ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, always being just at the right time.
Right.
It's like, those are situations where it's not a normal thing that happens with young gods and goddesses that you would see more often.
What would you consider a young god?
I'm not going to say young, actually. I'm going to say more prevalent, more known.
More mainstream?
Yeah. Say I want to sit down and talk about a more mainstream, well-known god or goddess.
Mm-hmm.
The first person I'm going to think of, honestly, is Hades.
Okay.
Just prevalent in my mind, Hades. Then I start going Persephone, Apollo. I start listing off those gods.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. There's a lot of series around them in mainstream media.
Right.
There's a lot of
a lot of, like, references in pop culture.
Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is that it brings them more to the surface and then makes you want to search out their stories and the actual full-on stories. And it gives you the basic grounding of what the stories are. Now, then you start to look more into, okay, how do they represent themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And you start to follow witches that, like, follow them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I follow witches who follow Hades, Hecate, Persephone. I think I have one that follows Eros.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow all these witches that, like, follow different gods and goddesses, and they tell you, like, what the signs of those ones are, and then they'll start telling you the signs of other ones too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love hearing it, but none of those are the old woman, and none of them are cougars.
Oh.
So that's where it's like, Awilix very well could be the one.
Huh. Well, shit. If anybody knows more about Awilix or thinks that maybe it could be a different god or goddess, definitely let us know. I found this one so fascinating, if only for the fact that you had, like, just told, you know, the story of your dream with the Morrigan when I found this. It's also because I was, you know, searching up gods, goddesses, and /paranormal, so it's not like it appeared to me. But I did, you know, I did find it after you told me that story. So when I read that one, and there weren't a lot of stories about, like, gods and goddesses and things like that in, like, r/paranormal, regardless. This was, like, honestly, like, the only one that felt, like, worth sharing and, like, it was relevant to what we've been talking about this month. But, like, it just sounds like a story you would tell me. So if I'm going off of your logic that every god and goddess that has ever, you know, been put down on paper exists, then I would probably rate this, like, maybe, like, an 8 spooks out of 10.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for the 8 spooks out of 10.
Why do we always have the same answer? Why do you always copy me? Because
I've been thinking for 3 hours, and then you give me the same number that I've been thinking of.
Okay, but, like, going into this blind, and let's say that we didn't have last week's conversation, I probably would have given this more of, like, a 3 or a 4. And again, I can't say I'm necessarily convinced yet, you know, that, you know, just because of your story with the Morrigan doesn't necessarily mean that every god and goddess exists. That's just going off of your personal logic.
There is also the case of the possibility of a god or goddess impersonating another god or goddess, which is...
Is that a thing?
Something that happens, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Sometimes people think that one god or goddess is specifically, like, calling to them when it's actually a different one, but they don't make it clear to them.
Oh.
It's really funny.
So I have one more story for you. And this is, oh god, I love this name. User, Bumbled the Bees.
Not the bees.
All right. So they write, I had a dream, but I think I may have actually experienced the afterlife, and it wasn't pretty.
Oh.
So for a little context, I'm not really sure if I think there's an afterlife or not. I've also struggled with depression my whole life. The last 6 months, I've made lots of great progress, and I really thought I was getting on my feet. But the last 3 weeks have been a downward spiral. Everything has gone to shit, and I'm not being dramatic. things outside of my control are falling apart, and yesterday I felt myself give in to the depressive rut I've been circling. This morning, I couldn't even get out of bed for work because I was so depressed, even though I love my job. I was starting to consider suicide, seriously. Now, earlier this morning, I was trying to motivate myself to get up for work and find a reason to keep going. One minute, I'm sitting in bed, scrolling through my phone, and apparently, I fell asleep. I'm prone to extremely vivid dreams and night terrors, so maybe this is just one of my self-conscious, you know, projecting, but it felt different. Now for the actual dream. It started with me in a store. I could remember how I got there, where I was going. I could even remember things from a week prior. Not something that normally happens in a dream. I can't remember exactly what came next, but basically, people started dying. We all died. I don't remember exactly how that one went because it feels so long ago. And then it was the same sort of thing. I was suddenly somewhere in a normal setting, feeling like I was just going about my life, and then again, I die. And this happened over and over and over. I remember at least 20 deaths, but there were definitely more. They seemed to get more and more realistic, as in likely to happen, as it went on. At first, I just would start a new scenario without remembering I just died, but after a while, I started to realize and remember each time. When I first became aware of the cycle, I thought I was just dreaming, but I couldn't get myself to wake up or change what was happening like I normally could when lucid dreaming. So I just started to do everything I could to avoid dying. I would stay in bed just to have an earthquake happen and the building collapse on me. I'd be out in public and try to hurry home just to get hit by a car, killed in a drive-by shooting, mauled by a stray dog, etc. And man, did it fucking hurt every time. I would feel like I was dying. I would feel the pain, then panic, and then the shock would set in, and I'd feel myself go to sleep, but in more of a life force straining way, and I would just wake up to go through it all over again. Once I realized there was no escape from the cycle, I just gave in. I would just go about my business and die and cry hysterically as I died again and again and again. It felt like years. And then on my last cycle, I was with a new group of people in a house on a mountain. The view was so pretty, and one of them burst into the room and started shouting, "We're going to die. We're going to die. I just keep dying, and we're going to die." And we all just broke into confusion. I didn't recognize the people around me, but they all started saying the same thing. "Wait, it's happening to you too? What's going on?" I don't know why. The thought hadn't occurred to me, but I also thought I was the only one it was happening to. Cue the mudslide. And the house is destroyed and falls down the cliff's face of the mountain. This time, I didn't just respawn. This time I woke up in this colorful mist, and there were these three figures all sitting in wheelchairs. At the time, their faces were terrifying, and their body shape was something I couldn't describe. I can't remember their faces now. One of them spoke in a man's voice that was kind of echoey, growly, hard to explain. It reminds me of the sound of stone grinding against stone. Anyway, he said, "We're going to let you go now. Think about what you have learned. Think about what's waiting. Use this as a chance to learn to be better." And then I was guided through these giant wooden doors into a bright light and woke up in my bed. Well, I'm certainly not taking any risks. I'm definitely not committing suicide. I'm not sure if this was just my mind projecting a reason for me to live or something more supernatural. I wish I could explain exactly what felt different about it. It was mostly the figures at the end. I can't remember their voices or what they looked like now that I'm awake. Spooky. Could have just been a nightmare, but I'm not taking any chances. No suicide for me.
Bro, this felt like a comic. I'd give that a 9 out of 10 spooks flat out.
I would love to know your reasoning.
Because it's not a solid, yes, this is 100% what the afterlife is like, blah, 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 blah. But it sounded like a bunch of people shared the same dream and you met them within that dream. Now, that could also just be the dream, but what right. If it is multiple people having this exact experience, and maybe not all of them have access to the internet, maybe not all of them went and searched this up, maybe not all of them even took it that seriously, but you did, and you wrote it down.
My question to you is, what about this, because again, when we rate it, you know, out of 10 spooks, it's, you know, on a scale of how supernatural is it. So do you truly, like, believe, like, 9 out of 10 that this is supernatural related in some way?
Yeah, because there were so many people in there, and then there were the three men in the wheelchair. It feels supernatural to me, Emma.
So is that just more of, like, an intuition thing? Like, you don't have, like, a concrete reason, but, like, it really does feel...
I feel like my concrete reason is written in fucking text on your screen. Yeah, no, I have this intense feel of that is definitely supernatural.
Then who do you think those figures were at the end?
I don't know.
Like, do you think that they were gods or demons or angels or...
Well, a lot of pantheons do start with three different gods, goddesses, and people who studied the world.
I guess example being, obviously there's the mainstream example of God, Jesus, you know, fucking the Holy Ghost.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
And then also you were saying like the Morrigan is technically made up of like three sisters. And then I also know that Hecate is also made up of three figures.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the mother, the maiden, and the crone, if I have that correct.
That's the same situation for the Morrigan.
So it makes me wonder, like, I guess that follows suit then, if we're going to talk in threes. But yeah, it makes me wonder, like, what exactly those figures were. Why did they care so much? And is their purpose to just, like, go around collecting souls that are, you know, people that happen to be suicidal and, you know, give them a reason to not want to die?
There might be very specific suicidal ones that they go out of their way to pick as well. Because, you know, people are suicidal all the time. There's a lot of people out there that are suicidal. I'm so sorry to hear that from anyone who is struggling right now in any way.
Again, the reason why I wanted to share this story is because it felt, you know, like it lended itself to what we're going to be touching on in the second half of the month. Again, it felt like such a concrete, strong story that I thought that, yeah, that you would have like a lot of opinions on for sure. For me personally, just because they said that, you know, one, that they were suicidal and they think that it's very possible that their brain, you know, fabricated something and for, you know, some kind of survival, as well as the fact that they said that they are prone to night terrors, as well as vivid lucid dreams. All of that combined makes me think that it very well could have been just one very awful dream sequence. But I mean, like, that being said, it does feel very specific.
It does.
I mean, and to be told after all of that, remember what you have learned here today and grow from it. Like, from these terrifying, I mean, he described them as terrifying figures. Yeah, that would scare me out of doing something reckless, for sure. Honestly, all I can say is that I'm happy that it did convince him not to do it. And I hope that if this was supernatural, that those are some kind of weirdly twisted, oddly benevolent spirits of some sort that are going around and helping people by showing them what not to be. I hope you guys enjoyed the stories. I wanted to go a little bit, you know, more in depth on some longer ones. Let us know if you prefer just doing like two, you know, longer stories versus a bunch of shorter ones. But yeah, as always, please engage however you can. It helps us get seen by Mr. Daddy Algorithm. And that's all we could ever ask for.
I love Mr. Daddy Algorithm.
No, you don't. Nobody does.
Shh, don't tell him that.
That feel when the algorithm is your sugar daddy and you don't want him to know that you don't like him. I'm just here for the AdSense, man.
Yeah.
But on that note, if you're in a dark place, feel free to reach out to us. But also, please consider getting help if you aren't seeking help already. We love you guys, and stay spooky.
Bye.